Tishrei's daf is Kiddushin daf nun test. Today we begin the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin. Today's shir is sponsored by Talmidim of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on his first yahrzeit, Le'iloi Nishmaso. The neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank his Talmidim very much for the sponsorship. So we are going to discuss a number of very critical sugyas in Shas, some major Shas topics over here. We're going to talk about Ani HaMahapech B'Charara, that if you have one person that's looking to acquire something, that someone else should not swoop in and take it in their place. The reason we get to that is because the Mishnah is going to talk about a case where a person sends a shliach to be Mekadesh and Isha for him, for the Mishaleach, and then the shliach decides, you know what, I like her, I'll take her for myself. So we're going to discuss whether that's a valid kiddushin or not. The Mishnah is also going to discuss what if a person puts his kiddushin on a 30-day delay, and then someone else comes in within those 30 days and is mekadesh the isha in between. So we're going to tell stories about when a person is considered to be a ramayu, when he's not considered to be a ramayu or a rasha for coming in and taking what someone else had already had designs on, had already been planning on taking. And then the majority of the daf is going to deal with asi dibur mevatel Dibur, that if a person makes a verbal commitment to something, or words have set a process in motion, can words stop the process? So we're going to have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether a woman's dibur to back out of kiddushin can be mevatel her original dibur of kiddushin, and how by kiddushin it may be different because the original dibur is more than just a dibur; it's viewed almost like a maisa. So we're going to have two different versions of this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, one where a woman did a dibur of kiddushin, and another one where she sent a shaliach to be mekabel kiddushin for her. But in either event, in both versions, it's machlok Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about whether asi dibur mevatel dibur, and there are going to be three rayas in each version of this machlokas. And so let's begin at the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveru tzevi kadesh li'isha plonis. A guy says to his friend, I want you to go be mekadesh a particular woman for me. V'halach v'kidsha la'atzmo. And instead of the friend going and be mekadesh on behalf of the mishaleach, he was mekadesh the woman for himself. So halach is mekadeshes l'sheni. The shliach was mekadesh, so she's mekadeshes to the shliach. Frak tosvos v'im tomer machidish yesh kan pshita. Obviously, she's mekadeshes l'sheni. He never did his shlichus to be mekadesh her to the first guy. So why wouldn't she be mekadeshes l'sheni? We're not going to say that the second guy won any awards for being the best friend in the whole world, or that he's a big tzaddik. But in terms of kiddushin, of course she's mekadeshes l'sheni. Says Tosfos Yeshlomer Demayri Kigon Da'amar Shliach Liisha B'Shas Kiddushin Ploni Shlachani L'Katshichlo. The case is that he fessed up. He confessed to the woman, you know what I'm really here for? Really, so-and-so sent me to be Mekadesh you for him. U'betoch kach omer la, harei ha-mekadesh asli. And in the ensuing discussion, he said, harei ha-mekadesh asli. V'hi yod dekitshel nafshe. She understood what he meant by li, that he really meant for himself and not for the mishaleach. Demlokein lois ha-mekadesh aslo. Because then, clearly, the halacha would not be this way. If she thought that he meant for the mishaleach, then there would not be a kiddushin l'sheni. So she understood what he meant, but still it's a chiddush. V'ashmin and chiddush to ma'od detei ma'od dekamer li l'tzorach mishalchu ka'amar. Because one might have thought that since it's in the context of a conversation where he admitted that he was working as a shliach for somebody else, that when he says li, he really didn't mean me. He meant me in terms of who I represent, the mishaleach who sent me. So kamash melon delo. That's why it has to tell me that that's not the case, that she is in fact mekudeshes l'sheni. Other Rishonim just say that there is no Chiddush in this first line of the Mishnah. We just mentioned the first line, Agav, the next line of the Mishnah. What is the next line of the Mishnah? V'chein omer li'isha rei mekadesh li'lach shoshim yom. A guy says to a woman, I want you to be mekadeshes to me after 30 days, meaning right now there is no Kiddushin, but the Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin I'm doing now, should be chal after 30 days. U'ba'acher v'kitcha b'toch shoshim yom. And then someone else came in and was mekadesher within those 30 days, mekadeshes l'sheni. She is mekadeshes to the second fellow, even though the Maisa Kiddushin of the first fellow came before the Maisa Kiddushin of the second fellow, but the Chalos Kiddushin of the second guy came first. Bas Yisrael LeKohen Tochel B'Truma. And therefore, if the second guy is a Kohen, she can eat his Truma, even if she's a Bas Yisrael. And then a third halach in the Mishnah, what if the first guy was Mekadish her, not just La'achar Shloshim Yom, but Me'achshav La'achar Shloshim Yom, that the Kedusha should be Chal now, once 30 days from now comes, let it be the work L'mafreya, that the Kedusha should begin right now. And then Uba Achar V'Kitcha B'Toch Shloshim Yom, someone else comes along and is Mekadish her within the 30 days, Mekudeshes Ve'ena Mekudeshes, so she has a din of Safek Mekudeshes. Bas Yisrael, Lekoin, Bas Kohen Yisrael, Lo Tochel B'Truma. In any case, whether she's a Bas Kohen who previously was allowed to eat her father's Truma, or whether she's a Bas Yisrael who's now marrying a Kohen who should be able to eat her husband's Truma if she's in fact married, in either case we disqualify her from eating Truma because it's a Suffolk Kiddushin. We don't know that she's married or not married. The Gemara is going to have to explain exactly what that means. And what happens when 30 days comes? Is it still a Suffolk Kiddushin, or do we say no, once 30 days comes it works back and she's Vaday Mekudeshes to the first guy. So we'll discuss that in some detail later on. Says the Gemara though, Omel Chavero, a guy says to his Chaver, Seve Kadesh, go be Mekadesh Nisha for me. That's how our Mishnah started. So Tana Masha Asa Asui, so while we did say in our Mishnah that she's Mekudeshes L'Sheni, Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to be Mashliach, to be Mekadesh Nisha, and Shimon goes and is Mekadesh Nisha for himself. Yeah, Shimon is the one that's married to the woman, Elisha Nagbo Minagrama. But you should realize that this is not good. He is no Igminog Ramos. He is acting in a very deceitful way. So the Nodeb Yehuda writes in the Tshuva, Madura Tinyan, Ebenezer, Simon, Ayin Aleph, and Ayin Beis, that what is the Ramos exactly over here? Is the Ramos that he was Mekadish, the woman, for himself? Or is the Ramos that he didn't do his Shlichus, and he was not Mekadish, the woman, for the Mishalech? So Nodeb Yehuda suggests that the Ramos is not in taking her for himself. The Ramos is in not doing what he was supposed to do and being Mekadisher for the first guy. I mean, we would view it as one thing. It's all the same. He only wasn't Mekadisher to the first guy because he took it for himself. Now, the Rebbe says it's important to divide the two and realize where the Ramos is. And therefore, even if he's not Mekadisher for himself, he would still be called a Ramai because he didn't do his job. He said he was going to be Mekadish the Isha for his friend, and he didn't do it. So when the Mishnah says, V'kitcha la'atzmo, to teach us that she's Mekadesh l'sheni, that's just to teach us that she's Mekadesh l'sheni. But really, you don't even need V'kitcha la'atzmo for the Ramos. And based on that, says the Nodeb Yehuda, if a person sends another shliach to be Mekadesh the woman for himself, Mekadeshes. And we don't say Ein Shliach Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because that he was Mekadesh for himself is not an Avera. It's only that meaning, let's say the second Reuven sends Shimon to be Mekadesh Isha for him, then Shimon sends a Shliach to be Mekadesh that same Isha for himself. So you don't say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, Shimon's Shliach is not a valid Shliach. No, because being Mekadesh her to himself is not the Avera. That's not the Ramos. So therefore it is a valid Shlichus. It's only the failure to do a Shlichus, that's the Avera. So the Nodeb Yehuda asks, well, wait a second, how come the Ran says that the Chiddush of the Mishnah, remember Tos asked Kasha, what's the Chiddush of this first Halach in the Mishnah? Well, the Ran had said the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's a Hava Amina, that the Rabban will be Mafkia the Kiddushin from the Shliach, since he did something so deceitful, since he did something so terrible, that we might do Afkas Kiddushin. What do you mean? He didn't do anything terrible with his Kiddushin. He only did something terrible by not being Mekadish to the other guy. So the Nodeb Yehuda says, yeah, there would still be a Havamina that they would be Mafkir the Kiddushin, because the only reason he didn't do the Shlichus and that he did the Ramos of not being Mekadish to the other guy is because he wanted her for himself. So that's the Havamina that the Ran is suggesting, that that we would have been Mafkir the Kiddushin. Okay, so says the Gemara, V'tana Didan Halach Nami Diktani Halach Biramaus. When our Mishnah says Vahalach V'kitcha La'atzmo, Halach implies that he went Biramaus, meaning that our Mishnah also agrees that this guy is doing something terrible. So Maishnah Diktani Omer L'Chavero, Umaishnah Asim Diktani Ha'omer L'Shlucho. Why is it that over here we use the term Chavero, even though this guy doesn't seem to be acting like much of a Chaver, and yet when in Ha'ish Mekadesh, when we talk about sending a shliach to be mekadesh a woman b'makom ploni, and the shliach goes and is mekadesh in a different place. So we don't say chavero over there. We use a different term. We say ha'omer l'shlucho. So why the difference? Now Rashi points out what's the difference between those two terms. Rashi says loshon shlichus means sheshalchu l'shem kach. When you say ha'omer l'shlucho, you're saying that you sent him specifically for this task. Chavero is that, oh, you're going to happen to be in such and such a place. If you see this woman, do me a favor, be mekadesher for me. But that you didn't send him to that place specifically with this task. That's the difference between chavero, the words chavero and shlucho. So why in our Mishnah do we talk about chavero, and in the Mishnah about b'makom ploni we talk about shlucho? So hacha rabusa kamash milan v'hasam rabusa kamash milan. Each place is telling me a chiddush. Hacha rabusa kamash milan ditana shlucho. Over here it's telling me a chiddush, because if it would have said shlucho hava mini shlucho d'aviramai, that when it's a shliach where you specifically sent him only for this mission, that's where he's considered amai d'sam chadaite, because you're clearly relying on him because he is working specifically for you. Savar avili shlichusa, you really think he's going to fulfill his mission, he's going to do his task, so he's going to take care of you. Aval chavero d'sam chadaite, but when it's chavero, oh, you happen to be going to that place, if you happen to see, so you don't rely on someone, you know, someone says, I'm going to Manhattan today. Oh, if you happen to walk by this store, get that, you don't think that they're actually going to, you don't have any confidence that they're actually going to do it. It'll be a pleasant surprise if they actually do it. There's certainly no smichas das that is going to happen. Same with Lavi Ramai. I might think that he's not even called Ramai. And Hasam Rabusa Kamash Malan. And the greater chiddush over there is Ditan Omer L'Chavero. If it would have said Omer L'Chavero, Avamin L'Chavero D'chi Kitchab Makom Acharinim Kodeshes. That's where, if he's Makadishur somewhere else other than the place he sent him, that it's not a valid kiddushin to suffer lo tarach, because the understanding was that he wasn't going to go out of his way for you. It was only where he happened to have been going anyway. Aval shlucho de tarach, but your shliach, who anyway his whole thing is going out of his way, he's not going there anyway. The whole mission is out of his way. Same amara makamulo. So one might have thought that even though he's mekadesh in a different place, the fact that you mentioned a specific place to do the kiddushin is only amara makamulo. You're only telling her good advice where you can find this isha, but wherever he finds her, you want the kiddushin to happen. So kamash milan, that's why it has to tell me over there ha'omer le shlucho, that even though he's specifically going out of his way for you, still it's not just maramakumulo. You've bedafka wanted in that particular place. Once we mention the idea of someone abdicating his shlichus in order to go take for himself, the Gemara is going to tell three stories related to this. Story number one, Ravin Chasida Azul Kedushle Itzelebrei. Ravin Chasida went to be Mekadesh, a woman, for his son. Tosfos points out that there must have been some sort of agreement, but there's no way that the son could have made him a Shaliach to do this, because we just learned a couple of weeks ago, one of the Pesach Dabim, that we learned that a son would never have the chutzpah to make his father a Shaliach. But, so he wasn't a Shaliach, but it was an understanding that he was going to go be Mekadesh, a woman, for his son. And then instead of being Mekadesh for his son, he took the woman for himself. So, how could he do that? Didn't we just say that you are not a good guy if you do that, if you take her for yourself? So, she wasn't going to be given to the son. It was only going to be given, they didn't want to give her to the son, they only wanted to give her to him. So, there was no, the son had no chance anyway. She was out of the son's league. So, says Gemara, at least he should have gone back and told the son, son, you know, it's, you're just not, this kind of woman is not interested in you, and he should have explained to the son before taking her for himself. Instead of surprise, I'm married, mazel tov, where's my wedding gift? So says Gemara, Savra adahachi vachi asi in a shachrina mekadishla. Now he didn't want to do that because he was afraid that in the interim someone else might come and be mekadisher, and then he'd lose out on the opportunity. So you're right, it would have been the menschlich thing to do to go back and explain to the son, but he doesn't have to lose his chance at a wife in order to do that. The Ritva and the Shita L'Nodalmi both ask the question that the first daf in Masechta Sota tells us that Bas Kol Yotzeis V'Omeres, Bas Ploni L'Ploni, that 40 days Kodem Yitziras Havlad, a Bas Kol comes out and says that Bas Ploni L'Ploni, meaning there's such a thing as a Bashert, as someone who's destined to marry you. So what's he worried about? Shami Yikachana Acher, someone else might take her. No one else can take her. It was already a Bas Kol that you get her. So the Ritva suggests that Abba Zivuk Sheni, if you look in the Gemara, in the beginning of Sota, it says that Kashal is Avgum Kukriyas Yamsuf, that it's so challenging to make Shiduchim, it's like Kriyas Yamsuf, and that a person is only a Kolafi Ma'asov, that depending on how well he behaves and how good a person he is, that's what kind of Shidduch he gets. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, how could you say that? I thought it's a Baskel, it's all predetermined. So the Gemara says, Habba Zivuk Rishon, Habba Zivuk Sheni. There is a predetermined somebody, but the way things actually play out, you know, depending on how a person behaves, it's going to be Kashak Kriyas Yamsuf, and it's going to be a Kolafi Ma'asov. So over here also, it's a Zivuk Sheni that we're talking about over here. What exactly the word Zivuk Sheni mean, whether it's a second marriage literally or a second Bashart, the second person that one could potentially marry, that's also a major discussion in the Rishonim. But anyway, that's how the Ritva suggests. And then he suggests that even the Zivuk Rishon, the Gemara says, you could still, someone else could be mocked in Barachamim. The Gemara says that if someone comes and davens that they want that Shidduch, so their prayers might be answered. And there is a concern of Shemi Kanmenu Acher, even by Zivuk Sheni. It's a big question. How exactly do we view this whole idea of a predetermined shidduch? I think they say B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, someone asked him what the word bashert, you know, what that means, and he said, I think they call it today falling in love. So it's unclear exactly how to view it. So says Gemara Vayter, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Yav Leizuze L'Rav. Rabba Bar Bar Chana gave money to Rav. Amr Zavne Li L'Hayara. So he sent Rav on a mission, do me a favor, go buy me this land. Azul Zavna L'Nafshe. Rav went and he bought the land for himself. But didn't we learn that it's a valid kinyan, but that's not a nice thing to do? And why would Rav do something that is a minigram ma'us? And Sigmara Bagadali Mihava. The area that he was buying this land was in a place where there were these thugs who owned the land, and the Rav Nagi Bekavod, they were noe kavod to Rav, the Rav Abrachana lo Nagi Bekavod, but they weren't noe kavod to Rav Abrachana, so they would not have sold the land to Rav Abrachana, they would only have sold the land to Rav. Ask the Gemara, okay, so we understand why Rav did it, but still, Ibaile lo Due, the nice thing to do is still to go and let Rav Abrachana know about that you're going to go take it for yourself, instead of surprising him with this, just go and explain to him, I can't do your shlichus because they don't want to sell it to you. Do you mind? I'm going to go and I'm going to buy it myself. So Savra Dahachivachi Asin Shachrina Zavinla. Again, he was concerned that someone else is going to come in the interim and buy the land. And again, the Rishonim and Achronim raise the question that not only do we have a Baskel that says that Isha Ploni is for Plonis, but we also have a Baskel that says Sada Ploni is Leploni, so why aren't they worried about that? So again, similar answers, that's not an absolute, that Sada Ploni is necessarily going to be Leploni, and that it's always going to be forever that way. Rav Gidol have Mahabach Bayar. Rav Gidol was looking to buy a certain parcel of land. Also Rabbi Abba Zavna. Rabbi Abba then came in and he bought it, even though Rav Gidol was looking to buy it. Azul Rav Gidol Kabli L'Rabbi Zeira. So Rav Gidol saw what Rabbi Abba did to him, and he went and he complained to Rabbi Zeira. Look what Rabbi Abba did. I was interested in buying this land. I was looking at this house, and then he comes in out of nowhere and he takes it. Azul Rabbi Zeira V'Kabli L'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Zeira went and he complained to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Look what Rabbi Abba did. How was he allowed to do this? Amalei Hamtein Ad Sheyale Etzleinu L'Regel. So he says, wait, let's deal with him when he comes to be Yalei L'Regel. We'll have an opportunity to talk to him about this, and we'll see what was going on. Now, before we even get into what exactly happened, how is this okay that they're allowed to go and complain about what someone else did to them? Isn't this a violation of Lashon Hara? That, okay, so he did something not nice to you, so you're going to go and blab about it to everybody you know, and to your Rebbeim, and to his Rebbeim, and that isn't it a violation of Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim predictably, the Chafetz Chaim finds every Gemara in Shas that there's even a Shmek of Lashon Hara, and he learns Klalim in Lashon Hara from them. So the Chafetz Chaim looks Lashon Hara Klal Yud Seif Yud Gimel, and the Ber Maim Chaim Osla Medalit over there proves that if a person had an avla done to him, if someone did something not nice to you, it's mutter to tell people if, in your estimation, that's going to be a toelas, meaning tell people who have influence over that person. So if they say that could convince that person, let's say a person stole from you, so you tell people who can convince him to give back what he stole, to pay back or whatever, to do what the right thing is. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva in Os Reish Chavalv the same way. And the Chafetz Chaim also is mochiach that it's mutter to tell even to people who are not dayanim, because Rabbi Zera was not a dayan in this matter. It's also laden b'fnei shelo b'fnei shnei balei dinim. You're not allowed to be dan a din Torah unless both balei din are there. But he was an influential person, and that's enough. So you see that Rabbi Abba was not staying in front of Rabbi Zera together with Rabbi Gidol, because if he was, why did Rabbi Zera have to go complain to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha? He had Rabbi Gidol right. He had Rabbi Abba right there, and then Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, they didn't know that Rabbi Gidol wanted to acquire. Rabbi Zera could have just asked him himself. The fact that this whole story played out the way it played out shows us that both Balei Din weren't there. So you don't even need to complain to a dayan. You could complain to any influential person that you think might be able to prevail upon the person. So anyway, so Kisalik Ashkhe, when Rabbi Abba came to be able to regal, they found him. So they said to him, what do you think is the halacha? When you have an ani, you have a poor person that's mahapich b'charara, that's looking to acquire something from Hefker, and then someone else comes and takes it away from him. Well, and not takes it away because he hadn't acquired it yet, but comes and is kona it from right under his nose and doesn't allow him to be acquired. What do you think the din of such a person is? Amrlei Nikra Rasha. That person is evil. The ani was looking for it. He's Nikra Rasha. The Ran writes that it's Dafka an ani. But if the one who's mapping Harar is an Ashir, then the one who takes it is not Nikra Rasha, because he's going to have plenty of bread in his house. He's going to have plenty. And that's what the Ramah Paskins in Choshe Mishpat, Sim Reish Lam Zayin Sif Alv. And the Ran writes that even though the Meister of Gidol is Muchach, that it's not an ani, that's only by Karkaos, because everyone is considered an ani by Karkaos, because we don't assume that there's plenty of it to go around. When it comes to real estate, it's not like you can get an equal piece of real estate somewhere else. No such thing as an equal piece of real estate, because real estate is all about location, and this is the only one on this location. There is no other piece of real estate on this location. But by Harara, you know, it's a piece of bread, so he'll go get a piece of bread somewhere else if he's an Ashir. You don't have to worry, that's not called Nani Amapich B'Harara. That's what the Ran writes. But anyway, so you say he's called a Rasha. Velamar my time of Rachi. Why did you do exactly that? You went and took this land that he was looking to buy. I had no idea anyone was looking to buy it. It was all a terrible misunderstanding. I didn't even know that Rav Gidol was interested in it. Hashtanami nisvan alemar. So now also, why don't you give it to him? I'm not going to sell it to him. Because this is the first piece of real estate I ever bought, and it's a bad simon to sell the first piece of real estate you ever bought. It's a discussion on why no one is makvid about that anymore. People all the time sell. They buy their first house, and then they sell the first house. It happens all the time. But for whatever reason, we're not makvid about this. But he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to sell his first piece of real estate. He says, but you know what? If Rav Gidol was really interested in it, I'm happy to give it to Rav Gidol as a matana. I'm not going to sell it because that's a bad simon. I'll be happy to give it to him as a matana. Rav Gidol anachasa d'chsiv sonim matanas yichya. Rav Gidol wouldn't take it because sonim matanas yichya, so he didn't think it was right to take something as a matana. Rabbi Abba anachasa. Rabbi Abba didn't go back to the land mishum dahavich by Rav Gidol because he felt badly about how this whole thing played out, and he knew Rav Gidol was interested in this land, so he didn't want to take a land that Rav Gidol was originally interested in. So lo mar nachasa, v'lo mar nachasa. Neither one ended up with the land, and they just called it the Arad Rabbanan, the land of the rabbis, because that was the symbol of how of the great standards that the rabbis held themselves to, that neither one had the land because neither one wanted to violate his principles, and they were so they had such high integrity. Now the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Sechiyu Matana, Hatzadikim Agumurim Van Shemaisa Lo Yikablu Matana Me'adam. Tzadikim Gemurim and Anshemaisa don't receive gifts from people, Elabot Botchim Bashem Baruch Shemo, Lo Benedivim, they put all their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in donors. Vare Ne'emar, V'soni Matanos Yichya. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'soni Matanos Yichya. So the Magen Mishnah says that everyone should be satisfied with what is an absolute necessity to live by, and not to look for mosaros, not to look for things that are beyond what he absolutely needs in order to get by. So you see, the Magen Mishnah holds that the whole din of Soni Matanos Yichya is only for mosaros. It's only when it's beyond what your basic necessities are. But if a person doesn't have his basic necessities, then we don't say Soni Matanos. If he doesn't have food to eat, you don't turn down food because Soni Matanos Yichya. No, you have to take the food. Now, how you define a basic necessity? I know a Jew who goes around Yerushalayim giving money to very, very poor people who are in very unfortunate circumstances, and he had a situation once where he went into a person's apartment to try to help them out, and they didn't have a refrigerator, and he brought them a refrigerator, and they started screaming at him, Soni Matanos Yichya, Soni Matanos Yichya, because they said, look, we could just leave the food outside, and when it's cold outside in Yerushalayim winter, it will keep it cool. So he had to convince them by telling them that no, it's my refrigerator, I just need you to watch it for me and keep it in use by putting your food in there. So you have to, how you define Mosaros is also, it depends on the person also. Okay, so, but the Gemara, this idea of Anya Mapich B'Charara, Tosus has a couple of important comments over here. Tosus says that we're talking about a Charara Shel Hefker, that the Ani was looking to take this food, acquire this food of Hefker, and then the other guy comes in and takes it, he's a Rasha. So Frek tells us in Bab Metzia, in the first parak, says, Ras HaMetzia V'Nafalo Aleha, O Shapirish Taliso Aleha Bach V'Natha Harei Shalom. That if someone sees a Metzia, so that's Hefker, and he doesn't do a Maisa Kinyan, but he makes it very clear that he wants to acquire it, and then someone else comes and takes it, so it's fine, it belongs to him. And the Gemara makes no comment that you're a Rasha for doing that. And the Gemara also says, someone is Likate Miktsa Sapeya, and then Pirish Taliso Aleha. So it also shows that he wants to acquire Peya, which is Hefker, and then someone else comes and takes it, so the other guy acquires it, because the first one never made a Kinyan, and we don't say that the second guy's a Rasha. So says Tosos HaChidish, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'issu De'mahabit V'nokar Hacha Lo Shayich Ala Dafka K'shirotza Ani L'harviach B'schirus O K'shirotza Liknos Dover Echad V'chaveru Maktim V'kona. When it's a business transaction, when there's a purchase, when there's a deal to be made, that's where we say that the second guy coming in is Nikra Rasha. Like in Rav Gidl's case where he wanted to buy real estate. Because why do you have to go and buy this real estate? This guy was already looking at it first. So will you go do your business elsewhere? But if it's Hefker, Avalim Haisa, Harari de Hefker, Leko Isser, Shem Lo Zacha Bezos, Layim Tzacheres, because you can't say, oh, go find something else that's Hefker. Where are you going to find something else that's Hefker? Hefker isn't something that's readily available. Business, that's something that's readily available. If you're willing to spend money, there will be someone willing to sell you something. But to find something for free from Hefker, you're not going to be able to find that anywhere else. So then the guy's not called the Rasha for swooping in on something that's Hefker. So Tosfos says against Rashi. And then Tosfos says, but wait a second. The Gemara in the second paragraph of Abbasra tells us that marchikin min adag kemlo ritzas adag, that a fisherman is not allowed to put out his nets near where another fisherman already has his nets, even though the fish are Hefker. And I thought Hefker is not a problem, that even though someone else has designs on it, you're allowed to take it. So Tosfos says, that's a separate issur. The first fisherman makes his living by catching these fish. That's a separate issur of yori lumnasa shel chavero. That you're not allowed to go and put someone else out of business. So that's the whole sugya about opening up a shop. One guy has a mill in a mavoi that another person should not come and open up another mill in that mavoi if it's going to be paskil chiyuse. But there are a lot of details in terms of when that din is actually applicable. In today's society, it's pretty much never. But there is such a din on the books that you're not allowed to be Yorid Luminasa Shel Chaveris. That's a separate din. And then Tos says at the end, an important chiddush, all this very halach lemaisa, of Mikan Nir Lemarenu Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Sha'asu Lemelamid Lehaskar Asma Lebalabai Sheish Lemelamid Achab Rebeso, calls Mancha Melamid Bebeso. It's not only about Melamid, it's just the example he gives. But if you have a certain profession and you know that that there's someone that employs someone in your profession, you're not allowed to go and offer your services with the hopes that they're going to fire the guy that already works place for them, and they'll hire you instead, because that's called aniyah ma'apich b'charara. This guy already has that job. You're not allowed to go and take the job. Now, if you know that he's unsatisfied and he's going to fire that guy, and he's just looking for a worthy replacement, then you're allowed to go. If you know that he's not interested in keeping the malamed that he already has, the chiddush is even a malamed. You might think that a malamed, I could do a better job. So it's so important. The future of Klal Yisrael is so easy to justify why he needs to be you. But really, the same would be true in any profession. Okay, let's get to the primary sugya. We said in the Mishnah, if a guy says to a woman, if a guy says to a woman that you should be mekadesh to me lachos shloshim yom, and then someone else comes and takes her within the shloshim yom, so the second guy, she's mekadesh to the second guy. Lo ba'achar v'kitcho b'toch shloshim mahu. What if no one comes and takes her within the 30 days? So Rav Shmuel Damer Tavaya, mekadesh as v'alf pishin esach la'ma'os. She's mekadesh as, even though the money you initially gave her in the Maisa Kiddushin is gone by the end of 30 days, still the Kiddushin is going to be chal 30 days later. My time, why is the Kiddushin Michal? The money's not here anymore. Because the money that was given was not a milva, nor was it a pikadon. It's not a pikadon, because a pikadon, the giver retains ownership of the pikadon. This was not that. The guy gave the girl the money at the beginning of 30 days for her to have, not for him to retain ownership. And it's also not like being Makadish b'milva, because milva lo tzadnitna. When a man initially lends money to another person, that person immediately is allowed to spend that money. If you then subsequently try to be mekadesh for that money, it's too late. It was her money already. She's immediately allowed to spend it. But hani b'toras t'kiddushin yavinu ne'ala. But over here, you didn't give her this money to spend stam. You gave it to her initially b'toras kiddushin. The only reason she's allowed to spend it is because it's her kiddushin money. So it was only al das kiddushin that was given in the first place. So that's why the money doesn't have to still be intact at the end of 30 days. Lo ba'achar v'kitcha v'chazra, but mahu, what if no one else came and was mekadisher, but she backs out within the 30 days? So Maisa Kiddushin was done January 1st, before January 31st or February 1st, she backed out. It was a Maisa Kiddushin to be chal 30 days later, and she backs out within the 30 days. No one else came. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazeres, Rabbi Yochanan says she's allowed to back out, asi dibur mvatal dibur, that the initial Kiddushin was only a dibur, so she can back out. So dibur can be mvatal, initial dibur. She cannot back out because dibur cannot be mvatal, previous dibur. So I ask Gemara three rayas. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlakish, bitel imachalotaran bitel ain shumas or truma. If a person sent a shliach to take truma for him and then he was mvatal the shliach, so if he did it before the truma was taken, the truma is invalid. I vacha dibur, the dibur v'dibur hu, because he dibur mvatal dibur. His initial appointment of the shliach was a dibur, and now his backing out on it, reneging on the shlichus, is another dibur, and we see that it works, that he's able to back out. Now, over here, by kiddushin, it's more than just an initial dibur. It's a stronger dibur. It's almost like a maisa, because the guy gave her money, and that's why it's harder to back out of such a thing. Ask the Gemara, okay, but you know what kiddushin is comparable to? Get lishto. What if a guy sends a get to his wife? That's more of a dibur that has a maisa attached to it, and then he catches up with the shliach, or sends another shliach to catch up with the shliach, and he tries to cancel out the shlichus of the get. Hareza batel, it is batel. That giving the get to the shliach is very similar to doing a maisa kiddushin at the beginning of 30 days, and still with words alone you're able to be mevatel it. It's not the same as kiddushin. By the kiddushin, you already gave the isha the kiddushin. By the case of the get, the woman didn't get the get yet. It's only the shliach that received the get. So it's an entirely different story. Eisvei another raya, but in the other direction. Eisvei Yishlach Shabbi Yochanan. Kala kelim yordan le tumasan b'machshava. Any kli, in order for it to be considered a gemar kli, that it is now a kli that's ready to be makabel tuma, all you need is machshava. machshava that now you are finished making it, it is a kli. So now it's ready to be mekabel tumah. But if it already was a kli, in order to stop it from being able to be mekabel tumah, in order to take away its status of a kli, you need an actual maisa to do something to the kli, to break it or to destroy it in some way. So you see, maisa motzi mian maisa mian machshava. An action can undo a previous action or a previous machshava, but machshava in motzia lo mian maisa v'lo mian machshava. A thought alone is not enough to undo a previous action or even a previous thought. So bishlam mian maisa lo mafkadolasi dibrim vatal maisa. I understand why a thought can't undo a maisa, because dibur can't undo a maisa. El mian machshava mi a topic, but let it at least be motzi mian machshava. Says more shiny machshava tumah d'chi maisa dami. Machshava of tumah is different because it's like a maisa. I just realized it's Rosh Chodesh. Rav Papa, and this is like Rav Papa. Do we start? No, we don't. Okay, good. So Rav Papa Rami, so we have a chance. So Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the following stira. Ksiv ki yitain. Pasuk says ki yitain. Vikarinan ki yutan. And we read it ki yutan when we talk about heksha the kabal tumah, that water touches peros to be makshul the kabal tumah. Haketan, which is it? Do you need the water to be placed there, the liquid to be placed there, or that it happened to have landed there? So ki yutan dumya d'chi yitain. That if it lands there, it could be makshul, if the liquid lands on the pri, it could be makshul the kabal tumah, even if you didn't place it there, but it has to land on the pri in a way that is similar to the way you would have put it there. Ma'itin denichle, just like when you put it there, it's because you want it there. Af yutan denichle, so too if it lands there, it has to be where you wanted it there. So it could be that it just rained and it happened, but it had to be that you wanted it to rain, or you wanted it to rain on the pri. Machlok shishon, what exactly you wanted, but it had to be that you wanted it. Rav Zvid masin lahashmeitza, aha. Rav Zvid had an entirely different a different version of the whole conversation. That the starting point of this whole conversation of Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur was the following. The starting point of the conversation was where a woman made a shaliach to accept Kiddushin for her, and then she went and accepted Kiddushin on her own from someone else. So if her own Kiddushin preceded the Shliach's Kiddushin, then it's valid. But if the Shliach's Kiddushin preceded hers, then her Kiddushin is not valid. What if she didn't accept her own Kiddushin, but she had appointed a Shliach to accept a Kiddushin for her, then she said, you know what, I don't want the Shliach anymore. So what's the din? Is that enough to get out of the, to undo the Shlichus? So that's where we have the Machloka Samurai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazeres, Yishlag Shamar, Eino Chazeres. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazeres, Rabbi Yochanan says she can back out because Asi Dibur Mvatal Dibur. Her making of the Shliach in the first place was a Dibur, so she can now with a Dibur undo that Shlichus. Yishlag Shamar, Eino Chazeres, Asi Dibur Mvatal Dibur. Yishlag says she cannot back out because the Dibur cannot be Mvatal the previous Dibur. So now many of the same rayas that we had in Amar Aleph. Eiser, Rabbi Yochanan Yishlagish, Bitel, Amachalotarim, Bitel, Ein Shumasu Chumah. If you're Mvatal the Shliach to be Mafresh Chumah for you before the Chumah was taken, so then the shlichus is batel. So don't you see, you can be mevatel. Amarava hachamayskin gon shekadam alabayis v'tarim eskiryo tavle maysa. Now the case is over there, not that you were stab mevatel the shliach from taking your truma. You went and took your own truma. So that was a maysa that undid you, the shliach that you had previously appointed. Eisve Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish asks further. That a kli can become a kli with machshava alone. You were making a chair. Now it looks like a stool. It doesn't have a back to it yet. And then in machshava, you just say, you know what? I made a stool. I didn't make a chair. That's it. Now it's a stool. It could be makabal tumah just with that machshava alone. But in order to take away its status as a kli, you need a shinu maisa. You need to break off one of the legs or something. So maisa motzi mian maisa mian machshava. A maisa can undo a previous maisa or previous machshava. Machshava inu motziya lo mian maisa v'lo mian machshava. But a thought alone that you look at the stool and say, you know what, I want to turn it into a chair, so it's not a finished product yet, it's not a kli. That's not enough to take away the previous machshava or a previous maisa. Bishlo mian maisa lo mafka. I understand it's not enough to take away a maisa lo sidibur mevatel meisa, because dibur is not going to be mevatel meisa. El miyad machshava miyad topic, but let it at least undo a previous machshava. Amalei shayni machshava de tumah duchi meisa dami. Now machshava of tumah is different because machshava of tumah is like a meisa, and that's our kiyuta and kiyuta. And Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, Rav Papa Rami, ksiv kiyuta and vikarina and ksiv kiyuta and vikarina kiyuta. Haket said kiyuta and dum yodi yitain. Ma yitain nichlei av yutanami de nichlei. That when it comes to actual kabbal tumah, even though you didn't put the liquid in contact with the peros, the fact that it comes in contact with the peros is that, and you're happy about it, is as if you placed it there. So you see, specifically in the world of tumah, machshav has a din like maisa. Then a third raya, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan turns it around, Reish Lakish. Hashleach get lishto vigia b'shleach shalachach rav shleach varmalov. Get shonasat loch batalu, hareza batal. If you send the get with the shleach, and then you are mevatel the shlichus with words, that's fine. That is a bittul of the shlichus. So says Mar, tiyufta de Reish Lakish tiyufta. It's a tiyufta on Reish Lakish. You see that words are enough to be mevatel the shlichus. Vilksa kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, vafilu kameisa. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, even in the first version, where no one, by the case of the Mishnah, where a guy is Makadish Nishra for Lachr Shloshim Yom, and no one comes in as Makadish in the interim, but the guy just changes his mind, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that a Dibur can come and be Mevatel Dibur. The Alf Gavdik al Memer, Shain Nisin Esmos, the Arishu to Kameisa Dami, even though we understand the Svar we said previously, that giving money to the woman is like a Maisa, Filuach Yasi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Still, Dibur can be Mevatel Dibur. Factoring Mark Hashe Ilksa Hilksa, it's a steer in how we pass. In Amr Tilksak Rabbi Yochanan, Kaimlan Ilksak Rav Nachman, we say that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but we also pass like Rav Nachman. Because we ask, what about using this get in the future that he was just mevatel the shlichus on? And Rav Nachman Amr Choser Megarish Bo, that you could still use the get. But wait, if it's a bittul, it's a real bittul of the shlichus, why can you still use the get? Rav Sheshes Amr Einu Choser Megarish Bo. Rav Sheshes said you can't, but we pass like Rav Nachman. Kaimlan Ilksakav Asid Rav Nachman. So why is it? Is it a bittul of the shlichus? If it is, then why does Rav Nachman hold that you're allowed to use the get? And so Gemara nihid de bate mitor shliach mitor get lo bate. There's a difference between being mevatel le shliach and being mevatel the actual chetz of the get. He's mevatel the shliach, but the get is still a kosher get that could be used later on. Okay, but Shem will pick up at the two dots tomorrow. Right.